You are on 2SER 107.3 on your dial, and in my dial, in my front of my face, is the Burger Boy.
Right in your face.
Yes, he's right
sitting
in my
on the desk.
Burger Boy comes in every now and then, and he gives us a bit of a wrap on the latest burger. I mean, we're in the middle of a burger frenzy in Sydney right now.
Burger frenzy, absolutely.
So it's great to know where the best burgers are.
For sure.
Mr. Burger Boy, where have you been recently?
Yeah, ones that surprise us as well. Now, today talking about Belfield on Botany, little place on Botany Road there.
Yeah.
I guess you'd call it Rosebery, sort of on the way out to the airport near Gardiner's Road there.
Okay. Is that near the cauliflower?
No. Other end of Botany Road. Down near Gardiner's Road, Alexandria sort of end. It's this little place. They only opened up, I think, May last year.
Right.
Not too far from my place either, so it's nice and local for me. Popped down there when they first sort of opened. I've been there a few times and sort of gone, yeah, okay, it's all right, I guess. Mm-hmm. Went there on Easter Sunday or Monday. I can't remember. It's a blur now.
Easter's all a blur for me.
That whole weekend. Anyway, they've dramatically changed things.
Really?
And I think all they've done is changed their bun.
Really?
That's all they've done is changed the bun.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a very serious question buns.
Right. Go.
Not those that are buns. Now,
buns.
What do you prefer as a bun on a burger?
No seeds. And
no
it's got
seeds.
To be soft. So it's your potato buns, it's your brioches, things like that. But no seeds. On these cheeseburgers, the American style cheeseburgers, no seeds.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to cop flack for that because I cop flack for it the other week too. No seeds.
Okay, that's cool.
No seeds.
I like them soft.
Yeah, no, got to be soft.
My buns.
And yeah, just like if they're mashed up, who really cares? Just get it in your gob. Belfield on Botany, it's a sort of, these guys, they're all from Belfield.
Right.
Sort of in the west there. They've opened this place up on Botany Road, hence the name Belfield on Botany. Really nice bunch of guys. It's a burger joint. They call it a burger joint meets hip-hop joint. So they do DJ nights there. They've got sort of guys going down there doing live shows, essentially hip-hop shows. Really kind of cool. You walk in, there's this little stage of sorts sort of set up in the corner. The prices are probably better than anywhere else in Sydney for these burgers. They're doing sort of $10 for your classic cheeseburger and then $12 for a pork or a chicken burger. Chicken burgers are things like avocado and all sorts of fancy stuff on it. They do wings, the incredible little sort of Asian-inspired wings.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just saw hot wings. So yeah, we'll grab them thinking we're going to get like a nice little bucket of buffalo wings. It was these soy sauce, chili.
Ooh, are they sticky?
A little bit sticky.
Yeah.
Just incredible hot wings. Chips, $5 as well to go with it. Bunch of different drinks. You get a couple of beers there as well if you want. They do their specialty burger, the Belfield burger, comes with a Vegemite mayo that they make in-house.
Oh, yeah. Vegemite.
Vegemite in mayonnaise.
Whoa.
Hey, I did the same thing.
Dubious.
I did the same thing. It's bloody delicious. Bloody delicious.
If you say so, Burger Boy.
Trust me, I'm the Burger Boy. It's absolutely incredible. So, prices are really good. The guys, they're a really, really cool bunch of guys.
Okay.
And they've improved out of sight with their buns.
You've got to step up your game in the burger game because it's so
Everyone's
much competition
doing it.
Nowadays.
Everyone's, exactly.
That if your burgers aren't good enough, people will just diss you.
Absolutely.
So they have, what is it, the standard traditional, beef burger?
Yeah,
is that
it's your beef burger, cheeseburger, so classic sort of cheeseburger. Then the Belfield burger's also got lettuce and tomato and things on it with this Vegemite mayo.
Okay.
The chips have, I don't know if it's in-house made rub or something, but this really nice spice mix on them as well. They're really good. As I said, the wings, and they do a bunch of different wings as well. That's just the hot wings that we had. But
are you a fan of salad on burgers?
No,
you like.
Do I look like I'm a fan of salad? Full stuff. Come on.
No, but like sometimes it's good to have some bit of texture. Like sometimes I find some beef traditional sort of cheeseburgers. They don't have. There's no texture in the middle.
It's all soft and mushy
a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Mary's burgers, they're great, but they're a little bit too soft, and they sort of melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
And there's no anything else to go with it.
Nothing to grip onto.
So I like a bit of lettuce and tomato and onion on my burgers.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bit of crunch. Yeah.
Bit of that.
Oh, that's very good. Well,
yeah, absolutely. I'm giving it 8 out of 10 as well.
Oh, 8 out of 10.
These guys are up there. These guys are really
good.
Value for money as well. Incredible.
Okay.
This place is always packed as well. It's not a very big place, but there is these big long tables and they are always full of people.
The word has got out.
Guys are doing good stuff.
You've got to be quick at these venues. They bring out these fancy food and everyone just swoops in. But you know where the food's good when the line's long, right?
Exactly right. Exactly. That's what you look for.
Well, that's the latest in the Burger Boy. Always up to date